Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Someday I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Someday, glory be to the name of the Lord. It's not about me, but it's all about him. I say good morning. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I am your host for Spirit-Filled Woman of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. And I greet you today in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I give you honor, glory, and praise for this day, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for your word on today, Lord God. May it bless those, Lord God, that are listening, those on the line, those in the archive, Lord God, that come later. I pray, Father God, that it would uplift them, strengthen them, oh God, and encourage them, Lord God. During this time, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Today I'm going to look at confessing Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10. 9 through 13, glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the scripture read as, if you declare with your mouth Jesus Lord and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you will be, believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. The same Lord is Lord over all and richly bless all who calls on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I look at the Bible commentary, hallelujah. It says salvation comes by faith, but faith is not just knowledge of the facts. Genuine faith is evidence in a loving relationship with God. Even though sin broke this relationship, God provided reconciliation through the one mediator, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:10, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5. We are saved when we believe Jesus died and was resurrected, and when we sincerely trust in him as our only way to eternal life. Such deep conviction will inevitably be confessed by one's word and way of living. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. The Bible teaches that every human being will spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven or in hell. Matthew 25:46. Heaven is a place where God is present and his people abide with him in joyful worship. Hell is a place of separation from God, a place of agony where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 13:50. Ultimately, God is the sovereign judge of the universe, and he determines where a person spends eternity. As a holy and righteous judge, God has every right to send each one of us to hell because we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. But because of his great love for us, God sent Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross as a payment for our sin. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As our sin, Romans 5:8-9. In doing so, God provided a way for all people to enter into eternal life, John 3:16-17. The Bible tells us in no uncertain terms what determines a person's eternal destiny. Believing in God, believing and obeying the Son of God, however, believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them, John 3:36. Heaven, eternal life, or hell, eternal damnation, is not determined by good works or church affiliation, but by God's relationship, but by relationship with Jesus. Those who trust in him as Savior and sin bearers will spend eternity with him in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. Faith, a believing or confident attitude toward God involving commitment to his will for one's life, confessing confessing a vow, declaring to be true or real. Confessing is to own or acknowledge, confessing, avowing, declaring to be true or will. If a man confess in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of his life and really believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, thus showing that he has accepted the atonement, he should be saved by the righteousness of God imputed to him through his faith. But no faith is justifying which is not powerful in sanctifying the heart and regulating all of its affection. Verse 9 of Romans 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oral confession declares, confirms, and seals the belief in the heart. Matthew 10 and 32 through 33 says, therefore, whoever confessed me before men, him will I confess also, confess before the Father, my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Boldly confess Jesus before others. Believe he will acknowledge you before the Father. Jesus leave no room for secret discipleship. Some of us today, we want to be Christians, glory be to the name of the Lord, but we don't want to confess. We don't want to talk about Jesus Christ. We don't want to tell others about Jesus Christ because we don't want people to say things about us, glory be to the name of the Lord. But Jesus said that if you confess him before men, that he will confess you before his Father. But if you deny him before men, then he will also deny you, glory be to the name of the Lord. We are not to deny Jesus Christ. It is no secret. I have seen, been in service where they tell people that to close your eyes and raise your hand if you want to be saved. In other words, you raising your hand and nobody is seeing it, glory be to the name of the Lord, because you don't want nobody to know that you're not saved, or you don't want nobody to know that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, that's in secret. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why be ashamed to say so? If you confess Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, why be ashamed to step out and say, I believe, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin, glory be to the name of the Lord. But today, there are a lot of people that will not talk about their walk, their belief in Jesus Christ, because they're afraid of what others may say. Well, Jesus said that if you deny him before men, he will deny you before his Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Acts the 8th chapter, verse 37, Philip speaking to the eunuch about being baptized. And I'm going to read the 36th verse says, as they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And a eunuch said, look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized? And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, traveled about preaching the gospel in all the town as he reached. In other words, the eunuch was reading, but he did not understand what he was reading. And when Philip came to him, he asked him, he said, how can you understand? So Philip began to tell him. Then he asked him if he wanted to be baptized. And he said that he wanted to be baptized. So when he got to the water, Philip baptized him. He believed what he had read after Philip talking to him, and he was baptized. We know that the Word of God tells us that we must be baptized. We know that baptism does not save us, but our faith and belief in Jesus Christ is what saves us. But when we are baptized, it lets everyone know that we have accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we have professed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 14 and 9, the Word of God says, for to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Christ's lordship over both the dead and the living arises out of his death and resurrection. See, he's the Lord over both the dead and the living, but today he just can't be our Savior. He has to be our Lord too. Glory be to the name of the Lord. John 3 and 15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 36 says, He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide on him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. See, Jesus came into the world to die for all of our sins, for the whole world. Glory be to. But we know today that there are some that does not believe. Hallelujah. No matter how many times they hear the word of God. Glory be. Eternal life is a present possession, not something that believers will only obtain later. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God wrath are strong expressions, meaning that God is actively opposing to everything that is evil. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Acts, the second chapter, verse 23 to 24, the word of God says, I'm being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. You have taken by lawless hand, have crucified and put to death. Verse 24 says, whom God raised up, having loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The word of God lets us know, in the commentary says, in a sense, yes, God deliberated plan was to save the world by giving his son as a sacrifice. Ironically, he used the help of wicked men to accomplish his purpose. After the resurrection, the believers discovered that God had, glory be to the name of the Lord, overcome in the injustice and cruelty of the cross by his power and love. God transformed evil into good. The crucifixion led to our salvation. Without Jesus being crucified and going through all that he went through, today we would not have salvation. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And even though he suffered for the whole world, hallelujah, there are still some today that have not taken heed, that have not accepted what he has done for us on Calvary. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Philippians 2 and 9 through 11 says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Glory be. Whether you believe it or not, hallelujah, there is going to come a day, glory be to the name of the Lord, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. God's design is that all people everywhere should worship and serve Jesus as Lord. Ultimately, all will acknowledge him as Lord, whether willingly or not. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 10 of Romans 10 says, for within the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Believe means to trust in, have faith in, be fully convinced of, acknowledge, rely on. Hallelujah. Do you rely on Jesus today? Hallelujah. Have you confessed it with your mouth? The last time I spoke on Blog Talk was, I said, in God we trust. Do you trust in Jesus today? Glory be. Do you trust that he's your Lord and Savior? Do you trust that he was crucified for your sin? Do you trust that he was raised from the dead? Do you trust that he is our mediator and he sits at the right hand of the Father interceding on us, on our behalf? Do you trust that one day, hallelujah, the Father is going to send him back? Glory be to the name of the Lord. And we are going to be those of us that are still here, glory be to the name of the Lord, are going to be raptured up with him. Hallelujah. But the dead in Christ also shall rise. Hallelujah. Salvation is an appropriate by hard belief and spoken confession. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You speak it with your mouth. Hallelujah. It is with the heart man believeth. And the next step is to confess him with the mouth. That is what the mouth is for, the confession, to confess Christ, to tell all that he has done for you. This is one of the sure signs of our genuine repentance, to come out before men and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. We must stay on stand, and hallelujah, we must stay and stand and be witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you confessing him today? Glory be to the Lord, name of the Lord. Not just believing in your heart, but is it coming out of your mouth? Genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 11 of Romans, the 10th chapter says, for the scripture says, whoever believe on him will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. We will not be shamed by believing on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 28 and 16 says, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for the foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Glory be to the name of. We know that Jesus is the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. A strong stone. Hallelujah. A strong foundation. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 17 and 7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 9 through 33 says, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Glory be to the stumbling stone is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who offers salvation by faith, not works, and required that human pride be humble. 1 Peter 2, 6 through 8, glory be to the name of the Lord. And verse 12 of Romans 10, it says, for there is no distinction between Jesus and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. No difference between Jews and Greek in the sense that both are on the same footing as far as salvation is concerned. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. It doesn't matter the color of your skin, your race, your gender. It doesn't matter. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, hallelujah, then you shall be saved. Acts 15, 8 and 9 says, so God, who knows the heart, acknowledged by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us, verse 9, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their heart by faith. Glory be to the name of God. So God, who knows the heart, God knows our heart. He knows everything before we think it. He knows every very hair on our head. Glory be to the name of the Lord. See, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at your heart. Hallelujah. Romans 3, 22-29 says, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all whoever believe, there is no different. Verse 29 said, or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Having shown that all, both Gentiles and Jews, are unrighteous, Paul now shows that God has provided a righteousness for mankind. All who believe are justified freely. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Galatians 3 and 26 says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ brings us into Christ, making us one with him, in him, have the sonship. We must be identified with Christ through faith so that we can be children of God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Timothy 2 and 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Verse 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all to believe, to be testified in due time. He came from heaven, hallelujah, gave up his deity, glory be to the name of the Lord. He took on, hallelujah, the form of a bond servant, of a servant, hallelujah, took on no reputation, glory be to the name of the Lord, and came down, hallelujah, to save a dying world, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There is one God who is the maker, preserver, and governor of all. Jesus is the one who mediates God to us. Jesus does not stand as a third person between God and us, glory be to the name of the Lord, but rather reveals the Father and his goodness. Ephesians 1 and 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We were chosen and predestined. The forgiveness of our offense is a redemption through the blood of Christ. Without the shedding of the blood, there will be no forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 9 and 22. If Jesus had not come and shed his blood on Calvary, there would be no remission of our sin, and we all still be living the same way. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 13 of Romans 10 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter cited this same passage in Joel, the second chapter, in verse 32, on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2 and 17. Call on the name of the Lord. Worship God, Genesis 4 and 26, and pray to him, Psalms 116, verse 4, Joel 2 and 32. Salvation is twofold. It is both calling on God by men and calling of God to men. God is calling to men through the miraculous work of wonders, hallelujah. And men can respond by calling on God and will then be saved or delivered. Acts 2 and 21, Acts 9 and 14. The word of God says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall be saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But whoever does not believe stand condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 16, this verse appears on bumper stickers, T-shirts, place cards, at sporting events. Perhaps it is popularity comes from the assumption it provides of the gospel message. It quickly recaptures the story of salvation, God's love for humanity, the Son coming to earth to die, and the opportunity we have to respond in faith and receive eternal life. To believe in Jesus involves more than just agreeing that Jesus' words are true. In Acts, John writing characterizes this exercising of glory be to the name of the Lord. Faith as believing into Jesus. It means trusting into Jesus alone for our salvation. It is deciding to place your faith in the hands of Jesus. It is trusting him to be your Lord and his words to be commanded. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And verse 20 of John 3:16 says, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Sometimes we do things, hallelujah, and we think that because man cannot see us, glory be to the name of the Lord, but God sees us. God is all-knowing, all-powerful. He sees everything, glory be to the name of the Lord, and nothing is hid from him, hallelujah. Confessing Jesus Christ. Are you confessing Jesus Christ today? Do you believe in him? Hallelujah. Do you trust in him? Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Are you telling others about the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. Are you trusting him that no matter what is going on in the world today? Hallelujah. That he said in his word that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Are you still believing in those words? Are you still believing in the word of God that it is true? Hallelujah. Are you still believing in the promises of God's word? Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Are you able, hallelujah, to stand before others and confess your faith in Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. As it says in Romans 10:9. Through 13, glory be to the name of the Lord. Are you still confessing, hallelujah, Jesus the Christ? Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God sent his son into the world that the world might be saved. We know that the world today is in so much disarray and so much devastation and so much destruction. How there's lying all over everywhere. There's deceitfulness. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But Jesus said in his word that I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He says that the adversary comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We know that the prince of the air today is Satan. Hallelujah. And he wants to destroy God's people. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We know that there are still others that do not believe. We know that there are others that have fallen away. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we must be steadfast in our faith. We must be steadfast in our work of the Lord. We must be steadfast, glory be to the name of the Lord, and trusting in God's word. Hallelujah. We must confess, hallelujah, our faith in Jesus Christ every day. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We must not be ashamed. Hallelujah. For he said in his word that if we are ashamed of him, that he will be ashamed of us before his Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word on today. Hallelujah. Confessing Jesus Christ. Romans 10 through verse 9 and 13. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your word on today. Father God, I give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord God. I thank you for your word on today, God. And I pray, Father God, that if there's anybody, Lord God, that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they will do so on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. For, Lord, you said in your word that no man knows the hour nor the day that the Lord will come. And I know that some think, Father God, they have time. Hallelujah. Even some family members, Lord God. But, Lord, we pray for our families, for those that are unsaved, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you forgive them of their sins, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And for those that are unsaved, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that they repent of their sin, accept Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, before it's too late, Father God. Father God, we pray for those that are in the world today, God. Hallelujah. Those that are walking around, Lord God, deceiving your people, oh God. You said in your word that even a very elect will be deceived, Father God. Lord, there is so much going on in the world today. But Lord God, we know that you are still in control. Father God, we pray for our children, oh God, children all over the world, Lord God. Some are hungry, Lord God. Some don't have places to stay, Lord God. Their parents are struggling, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to just look down upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let your will be done, Lord God, that you bless them, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you'll protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those that are sick in their bodies, oh God. Lord God, I pray for your healing, oh God. I pray, Lord God, God, for the sinful ones as well as those that are saved, Lord God. For I know that your word says you reign on the just as well as the unjust. For, Lord God, that the sinners, Lord God, that will be healed, oh God, that they may repent of their sin, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father God, I pray for the president, the vice president, and their families, oh God. Lord, I pray they will seek you, your face every day, Lord God, and seek your will, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that they be led, Lord God, by your spirit, oh God, in how to do things to care for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you put a hedge of protection around them, oh God, that no harm or danger shall come unto them, oh God. I pray for those that are in the Senate, Lord God, that you will protect them, oh God, and for those, Lord God, that are walking around still being deceived, oh God. Lord, I pray that their mind, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, shall see that which is right, oh God, and not fall for that which is wrong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the governors, the mayors, oh God. I pray for, Lord God, for the judges, the lawyer, the policeman, Lord God, the first responders, the doctors, the nurse, oh God, those that are cleaning up the hospital, those that deliver the garbage, those that, Lord God, that are out there, Lord God, that are still standing, Lord God, and doing the things that have been called upon them to do, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you bless them in a mighty way, oh God. I pray for those, Lord God, that are in the families have passed on, oh God, that are grieving, Lord God, that were not able to say goodbye to their loved ones, oh God. Father God, I pray for your confident peace upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for my family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you continue to bless them, continue to keep them, oh God. Forgive them of their sins, oh God, individually and collectively, oh God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, whatever they stand in need of, oh God, Lord God, that they shall receive it. But I pray, Lord God, that they seek your kingdom first and your righteousness, oh God, and everything else shall be added unto them, oh God. God, I pray, Lord God, for the families, Lord God, that don't know which way to turn, Lord God, that are struggling trying to teach their children, oh God, hallelujah, because the schools are not in, oh God. Father God, I pray that you give them the knowledge and the wisdom, oh God, that they need to understand the lessons, Father God. Give them the patience, oh God, that they need, Lord God, to help their children, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that none shall be abused, Lord God, not the parents nor the children, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you just watch over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those pastors, those leaders, Lord God, that are still ministering to their sheep, oh God, on the line, Lord God, in every way that they can, oh God. Those that are still falling after you, oh God. God, I pray your blessings upon them, oh God. Hallelujah. But we know that it's not easy, oh God, but Lord, you never said that everything was going to be easy, but you said in your word that you will be there with us, oh God. So I pray, Lord God, that you continue to be with them and minister to them, Lord God, and give them the strength, Lord God, and the encouragement, Lord God, they need. For those, Lord God, that seem to have fallen away, God, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will touch their hearts, oh God, and help them to remember, God, who they serve, Lord God, who called them, who put them in the position, Lord God, and that they'll look out for their flocks, oh God, and not be self-centered and think of themselves, oh God, but they'll be the man and woman, Lord God, that you have called them to be in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the lines, the internet, Father God, that you have allowed us to continue to minister on, oh God. Lord, I pray that every word that goes out, Lord God, that it lifts up the name of Jesus, that it encourages your peoples, oh God, hallelujah, that it helps them, Lord God, to know that you are a faithful God, and that you said that you will be there with them, oh God, and you told us to be encouraged, to be strong and be encouraged, that you shall strengthen our hearts in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for every avenue, Lord God, that you have opened up, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you could continue to strengthen my body, oh God. Hallelujah. That I'll continue, God, to minister your word, however your spirit lead me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, and I bless your holy name. God, I pray, Lord God, for those young men out there, Lord God, that are walking around, Lord God, like a roaring lion. Lord God, to do things, Lord God, that are not pleasing in your sight. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. They're walking around, Lord God, don't want to work, God. Oh, hallelujah. but want to bring harm to others, oh God, and to take what others have, oh God. Lord, I pray that you put a stumbling block in their way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That every time they go out, Father God, to try to hurt someone else, Lord, that they'll fall and stumble, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I pray, Father God, for those that are out there with racism and hatred in their heart, oh God. Lord, you made everyone in your image. You have no respect of person. But, Lord, it seems that mankind is so full of evilness, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that it comes, Lord God, when man fell, oh God, and sin in the garden. Hallelujah. When man was disobedient unto you, oh God. But, Lord, I pray, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that you bind up that evilness in their hearts, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And that you loose peace, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Ah, in their hearts, God. Help them to remember, oh God, those that walking around and have Jesus on their face, and those that have the cross in their hands, and those that have the Bibles in their hand, and say that they believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. But Lord, it seems that it's all wrong. Hallelujah. That their beliefs is all wrong. That it does not go with what the word of God says. Jesus said to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Glory be. But Lord, there seems to be no love. There seems to just be show and talk, oh God. There seems to be so much hatred. There seems to be so much devastation, destruction, Lord God. Hallelujah. For Lord, we saw it on the TV, God. Hallelujah. They were led. They were deceived, oh God. Hallelujah. Believing in what they heard, Lord God, was right. Hallelujah. That they came, Lord God, to harm others, to kill others, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We living in a world today, God, where there is so much hatred, so much racism, so much destruction, Lord God. Hallelujah. But God, Father God, I know that you are still in control. And you said in your word that these things were going to come. Hallelujah. But Lord, help us as your children, as your people, to continue to stand and minister. Help us, Lord God, to love. Hallelujah. Even those that hate us, oh God. Hallelujah. But Lord God, we know that we cannot do it on our own. And I thank you for your Holy Spirit on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. That give us the strength, oh God, to even love our enemies in the name of Jesus. God, I just bless your name on today, for you have been good unto us, oh God. And I know that sometimes we complain, Lord God. So I ask you to forgive us of our complaining, oh God. And Lord, just help us, oh God, to keep our focus on you, that no matter what is going on, oh God, no matter how we feel or think, oh God, Father God, that you still love us, hallelujah, and that your word still stands, that you are still faithful. And we thank you, Lord God, for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you, Lord God, that every drop that was shed, Lord God, wiped away our past sins, our sins now, and the sins of the future. We thank you, Lord God, that as we continue to trust in him and Lord God, and serve him and be obedient to your word, Lord God, that one day, Lord God, that we'll see him face to face. Lord, I thank you, and I glorify you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you to hear my cry on today, Father God. Bless those, oh God, that are still standing on the wall praying, Lord God, those prayer warriors that are crying out day in and day out for your people, oh God, and even for those that are unsaved. Lord, I pray that you will refresh them, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that everything that they pour out unto you, oh God, that it shall be poured back into them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that your will be done, oh God, but you said that if we ask, that we shall receive. And if you said that if we seek, that we shall find. And you said that if we knock, open. Hallelujah. Lord God, we are seeking. We are asking, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, that your will be done. Not our will, O God. But Lord, you told us to pray. And Lord, we're praying and we're standing in a gap for others, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, I bless your name on today. I bless your name on today, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I continue to pray for my church family, O God. Lord, we know that all are separated, O God. We know that, Lord God, that, hallelujah, O God, that the flock is everywhere, O God. But, Lord God, as long as they're getting your word, O God, Lord, I pray that you'll bless them. And, Father God, as long as they continue to stand, O God, I pray that you'll bless them, O God. Father God, I know you said in your word, O God, that we shall not forsake the assembly. But Lord God, you know all things that are going on right now. But Lord, we're on the line, hallelujah, ministering the word, O God. And for those that come to hear it, O God, we thank you, Father God. And for those that do not come, O God, Lord, I pray that they're hearing your word from wherever they are, O God, in the name of Jesus. Because without your word, Lord God, we would not be able to stand. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and I'll ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lord, I thank you and I glorify your name on today. And I thank everyone that's on the line today. And I pray you are blessed by the word of God. And for those that are going to come to the archive later on to listen. Before I leave, I would like to offer the plan of salvation. If there is anyone out there today under the sound of my voice, glory be to the name of the Lord, and you hear this word, I ask that you pray this prayer with me. Father God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I ask that you fill me with your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray your strength and your wisdom, Lord God, that wherever your spirit lead me, Father God, that I shall go. And I pray, Lord God, as I study your word, hallelujah, that your spirit will teach me, that it will give me the understanding. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that I know on this day that my sins are forgiven. I know, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe, Father God, that I am filled with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer with me on today, then I welcome you into the household, into the family of the Lord, our God, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you will get your good Bible to understand, to help you understand the word of God and be led by the Spirit of God. And that when the Lord opens the doors for the church to be open, hallelujah, that the Spirit of the Lord will lead you to that place where God wants you to go. And whatever gift of the Spirit the Lord has given unto you, I pray that you it will manifest itself within you and that you will be led by the Spirit when to use it and when not to. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I'm your host for Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. Also the pastor of Inner Presence Ministry, World Evangelization. Pray that you will come back on Wednesday when Reverend Dorsey comes to have Bible study at 1 o'clock. And I pray that you will be back again on next Sunday when he will come to minister the word on In His Presence Ministry. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, and may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.